It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 2, Episode 27 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, number 27. There's a lot of big number 27s. Tony.
Oh, absolutely. Mike Trout, Big Poppy, Vladimir Guerrero, Carlton Fisk, Eddie George, Juan Marichal, Fred McGriff, Altuve. I mean, but there was one that Jeff, if he was here, that's what he would mention. It's who is that?
And that's Steve Atwater.
Yeah, that's right.
And that guy would knock your head off. That's the Razorback. Yeah, yeah. He was a safety. He played for the Jets. Played for the Broncos.
May have won a Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl with the Broncos. Yeah, and may have won too.
Maybe.
But anyway, with that number 27, you got something for everybody. You got some new guys. You got some old guys. You got some really old guys. There and the one I'm going to talk about just for a second is Eddie George. I think he was really underrated as a pro football player.
I agree.
Didn't like him that much at Ohio State, but with the Tennessee Titans, I thought he really played well.
Yeah.
So, anyway, can't beat Steve Atwater, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently he's a football legend, according to this sheet.
According to that, he is. Yeah. According to that sheet, he is. That's right. That's the Bunyard football legend
yeah,
sheet.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of Razorbacks on there.
They do a great job, though. There are a lot of legends on there. But anyway, let's move on real quickly. If we got just a minute, let's talk about the Leopards and see what happened with them last week. Tony, two big games.
Absolutely. A packed Coliseum on Tuesday night. I've seen estimates anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 people there to watch the Scrapperettes and the Lady Leopards. And, the Scrappers and Leopards followed that. It was a split on the night. Leopards lost 75-60 in a pretty good basketball game. Mm-hmm. Scrappers have got a good basketball team, and our Leopards stayed with the Wild, and much like the game at Nashville, at the end started to pull away a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I think, I can't remember the guy's name for the Scrappers, but he didn't play the first game, number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he did. He was really kind of dominating there at the end.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so just to continue on there with the Lady Leopards, though, and as we call the game on the radio, very few times this happens, but we basically had to scream into the microphone.
Oh, we did.
It was so loud.
We did.
Yeah. That's a good problem to have, not going to lie.
No. Well, the place was jacked. Mm-hmm. But there was also a gentleman behind us when Jesse and Shaylin missed their first couple of threes. He kept, at the top of his lungs, and I'm going to do it as accurately as I can, keep shooting the ball, keep shooting the ball. Well, after they made four or five in a row, he shut up.
Oh, wow.
Didn't he, Greg?
Yeah, he did. He did. And, great win for the Lady Leopards, something that I think, my opinion, mm-hmm. kind of puts them over the top. I mean, over the edge. I think that was a hill they had to climb. They've climbed that hill. Mm-hmm. Now they can look on to other things, right?
Well, they're going to see the Scrapperettes again. Yeah. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And that ought to have them. That's going to give them more confidence than they would have had the meeting at Nashville been the only time they met them this year.
And so, that's what my point is.
That's right.
I mean, I just think that, that was something they looked that they had to do, and they got it done one time. Yep. Now, the Scrapperettes, I'm sure they're going to see them again, maybe twice. I hope so.
Yeah. They are a really good basketball team. Yeah.
By twice, are you meaning once in the playoffs?
Well, regionals and then in state.
Yeah.
And if we see them in state, it's going to be in the state championship.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool to have two teams.
And in our area.
Yeah. And one of the things about our conference, it is the dominant conference in 4A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, there's another good team, a really good team, I think. And you never know what other teams have out of the state. But looking at, when you look up to Little Rock and Pulaski Academy, they're undefeated, and they've played a lot of big teams. So they're going to be really good and hard to beat. But it'd be pretty cool to get to see that. But, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see them in regionals.
Yeah.
And it'll be a great game. I think it'll be the best game. And after that game, they had to go to Camden, Fairview, and Friday night. night. And, you know, they're no pushover either, Tony.
No, I'm going to tell you, it looks more and more like the Lady Cardinals are going to be that good team we've talked about that's going to be left out of the regional. They have five conference losses now. They have one more game with the Scrapperettes. You and I talked on the way over. A 4-6 team is probably not going to.
Yeah. Because especially when you look at Arkadelphia, man, they've really picked it up.
They have.
And Magnolia to a certain extent. I'm going to tell you, our girls, you know, we were kind of talking a little bit about, you know, would there be a little lull after that Nashville game? And you know, there was for about a minute and a half.
we were down 6-3.
Yeah, we got down to 6-3, and then the next score that I remember was 39-10.
39-10. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
we went on a 36-4 run.
Yeah. And the game was, and for all intents and purposes, over at that point.
It was,
and just another outstanding game. Those Lyle girls are amazing.
They are, and I'm going to tell you what, as a unit, the Lady Leopards are really coming together, mm-hmm. and even some girls contributing off the bench now are in the mix, and you really don't see a lot of difference, when you've got the 6th and 7, girls in there, and they are fun to watch, man. They've been such a enjoyment for us to call this season, and it's. And I think they're playing their best basketball right now.
Yeah, they are, and that's what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
And looking forward to see how it plays out. Looking at this week, we've got to go. We only have one game again, Tony.
We do. And, you know, that's where we talked earlier, a couple, 2 or 3 weeks ago, how that would work for us, whether that worked to our advantage or disadvantage. It seems to be working to our advantage. The rest seems to be doing us more good than playing 2 games in a week and maybe – blowing somebody out or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, we've got...
The Lady Leopards' toughest games, to be honest, this season, other than Nashville and a few conference games, have actually been probably in practice and scrimmage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's not a surprise.
No. And but, you know, the thing about it is, as we look through the rest of the season, based on what I know right now, and you may tell me I'm wrong, but
wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time you told me. It might be the first time I was wrong. Looking at what we look at, it's going to be very difficult. If everything plays out the way it looks like it'll play out, we'll probably end up being the 2 seed, even though we're tied at the top of the conference.
Yeah, and it's going to be that 8-point win over Fairview the first time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, which is interesting that, of course, we still got games to play, and who knows what could happen.
They have them too.
But based on what we think will happen, it looks like there's going to be, it'll go down to the 5th-place team to see what the tiebreaker is.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
But that's okay too, because you're going to have to play the same teams anyway eventually.
Right.
Right. But Tuesday we're at Arkadelphia. No pushover.
No.
They're playing really well. They beat Camden last week. They also beat Magnolia last week. One of the TT. Mm-hmm. I can't remember her full name, but that's what the
Tatiana.
Yeah. She was the player of the week for the Arkansas Democrat.
Yeah,
So great week for her. She had 30 points in one game,
and they're looking almost more like a solid 3 now.
Yeah,
they are looking like the 3.
Yeah.
And if Fairview can catch anybody, it'll be Magnolia. But Magnolia already owns a win against Camden.
Yep. They do. And so, looks like Camden Fairview is going to be left out. If you'd asked me at the first of the season, that would not have been my pick.
No.
Not with a 6'4 girl that's,
going to play Division I college basketball.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But anyway, that's the way it is. I think that, this Arkadelphia game looms large for the Leopards because that's the next one down, and they're looking to move up too.
That's right.
So, anyway, we got the name the Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week, Tony.
And we're going to go with Lindley Ligon. Lindley gave the Lady Leopards some great minutes last week. And when we talked about there's not a lot of drop-off, last week there was no drop-off with Lindley in the ballgame. Mm-hmm. And just an incredible week for her. Congratulations, young lady.
Congratulations to Lindley Ligon. She's the Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week.
I love it. I do want to remind everybody about DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital, 1690 Highway 70 West here in DeQueen, and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown. Check them out on Facebook, DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic on Facebook, and give them a like and a follow. It's one way to support a business without having to spend a single dime. You're on Facebook anyway. Come on. I know you are. Give them a review. If you've used them in the past, leave a review and make it glow. The rest of these five-star reviews across the board. You know, it's an amazing place. Everybody feels very comfortable around here, dropping their pets off. They are the premier veterinary services in Southwest Arkansas, and they have the whole area covered between here and Ashdown, here as in DeQueen, if you're living in Ashdown. Ashdown and DeQueen.
That's right.
How about just
Southwest Arkansas?
I love it. Yep. Southwest Arkansas as a whole, and we're very, very lucky. Very lucky to have such great veterinary services right at our doorsteps here. So we appreciate them. They've sponsored the podcast for forever, since its inception.
That's right.
And they're a great, great business, great community members, and love having that quick access, high-quality veterinary service at my fingertips.
Couldn't be better. Great service, great people, great care for your animals. What more can you ask for?
I could ask for Jim Cross.
Jim, good to hear from you again. A tough week for the Panthers and Lady Panthers.
Yeah, it really was, fellas. On the Bismarck game, I kind of made the comment that that's about the worst possible matchup for our girls, because our girls are small and quick, and Bismarck, they were huge. And I listening to lineups being called, They went 6'3", 6'1", 5'10".
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
And we have 5'6", 5'6", 5'6", 5'5", 5'4".
Mm-hmm. What's in the water over there?
Well, I don't know. I was drinking some of the water, but it didn't help me any. I'm still 5'9". But, yeah, I mean, they're very well schooled. And you think you can maybe speed them up a little bit, but the guards are good enough. But they're big girls inside. You're very agile, catch the ball well, and they can shoot. You know, they can shoot 12, 15 feet out. So, I mean, it was a tough matchup. And then our boys, Antonio McDuffie, our star guard, he sprained his ankle in practice Wednesday. Mm. So he didn't play. And then RJ Forbes, our other starting guard, he got sick, so he didn't play. And so we struggle anyway to score. And you take out our two best scorers, basically. And we hung with them for about 2.5 quarters, guys. But then about midway through the third quarter, it was just too much. They hit a couple threes, went on about an 8-0 run, and that pretty much ended the game. And then against Falk, Falk boys are as good as I've seen them in years. And they're big inside. And I got a couple guards. Carson Chandler can handle the ball and shoot the ball well. And they're probably about as well schooled as anybody you'll see, and of course their girls are always good. So to sum it up, it was a tough week for the Panthers and Pantherettes.
Yeah, well, those are two. I know a little bit more about the girls than I do about the boys, but we've seen Falk play both teams, and they've got two good teams. Their girls are really special.
Yeah, they are.
And then you've got the Bismarck teams. I mean, when you got three girls over 6 foot, or two girls over 6 foot and one 5'10", man, how would you like to be 5'10" and be the small girl on the team?
Yeah, be the little girl.
That's right. But you know, and that's the thing about it. Unless you can speed them up and make them turn the ball over, you're not going to – it's going to be a tough night for you against that kind of height.
It is.
But, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And our girls competed hard. I mean, I believe in the – get my facts right. I believe in the third quarter we outscored them by three. But we were, you know, so far behind that we couldn't catch up. Mm-hmm. But you know, they just showed that our girls are still competing, and you know, Coach Jerrica Hubbard's proud of them, and you know, she kind of understood what the task was and how daunting it was. But you know, think about our girls. We got three seniors, are actually four seniors, but they play hard, and you know, they've been through this. They've seen the big girls before, and so they weren't really bothered by it. We just couldn't match up with them. But Zamaria Roan had a real good game. She played well. And of course, LaKenya Williams, you can always count on her playing well. And Mackenzie Gillum, our 5'6" center, she competed hard. I mean, she blocked a couple shots and took a charge or two, and she ended up fouling out. But she plays very, very hard. And so I know, talking to Coach Hubbard after the game, you know, you're never really pleased with a loss, but she was pleased with her effort.
Well, that's at least the end of a tough week, Jim. Look at that. That's about all you can say about that. You just have to get through those and move on. This week you've got Harmony Grove, Washita at home, and then you go to Smackover. What about those two games?
Well, both those games are very winnable, and so you just hope that – and that's what you're pleased with the girls. They kept playing, and so I think the girls understand that they can win these two games and still – be fourth in the conference, and that'd be quite an accomplishment. So that'd give them a first round bye in the tournament. So that's a big deal. So you need to win these two games. Now I think the boys, if they win these two games, which they should, I think another team in front of them has to lose for them to get the fourth seed. Mm-hmm. But even if they get the fifth seed, they'll play the last place team and then play the following night. So you got a chance to hopefully win a game or two and get in the regionals, and I think that would be a fantastic season for both the boys and the girls.
So is this the last week before district tournament starts?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I just want to make sure. So where is the district tournament?
The district tournament is in Genoa.
Okay. Well, at least that's close.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm pleased with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pleased with that trip.
Yeah.
After making the Bismarck trip.
Right. Not in Monticello, huh?
Yeah, that's right. But anything else for us, Jim?
Did I tell you that LaKenya Williams, she accepted a scholarship to go to SAU to run track?
No, great.
Yeah. So her and Zamaria Roan, she's going to UCA, so two of our girls are on track scholarships. And think about those two young ladies, they're even better people. And, their future is unlimited. And athletics is just part of who they are. And they're wonderful young ladies. And I've been just blessed to be with them these past 4 years and look forward to seeing what the future holds.
Yeah, of course, Maria comes from a long line of great Ashdown athletes, and LaKenya may too, but I know the Roan name. Ernie Roan was one of the legends of the game that they call out as they do their Super Bowl square picks thing on the radio. I was telling him that he was from Ashdown, and I believe that's correct, isn't it?
That is correct, yes, sir. He's got an interesting story. I've talked to him on several occasions, and he lived in Ogden. Mm-hmm. And he walked to practice and walked home for several months until somebody noticed he was walking. But that guy was walking 4 or 5 miles to practice.
Both ways, yeah.
in high school. Yeah. And he just kind of a different guy, went to Henderson State, walked on there and then plays in the Super Bowl and NFL, and just a great guy, humble guy. You would never know by talking to him, because he's not going to tell you any of that unless you pry it out of him. I mean, he's as good a guy as you'll ever meet.
Yeah, I just think that's really interesting. And, maybe we need to get him on the podcast sometime and talk to him a little bit about his experience. That'd be really great.
Yeah.
It would be. Yeah.
He was a Miami Dolphin, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And then LaKenya Williams, her cousin is Darnell Williams, who's the all-state safety for Texas High, who just signed with UTEP football. So their family is very athletic as well.
Yeah, so a lot of good athletes down there in Ashdown, and congratulations to LaKenya and Zamaria, which we've congratulated her earlier, but congratulations to both of them, but especially LaKenya on getting a track scholarship to SAU, and she'll love Magnolia. Jim, anything else before we let you go today?
Well, as far as the player of the game, player of the week, I guess I'm going to go with Bryson French for the boys. And the reason I'm going with Bryson, he's 10th grader, and he's played well both games. But with Antonio out Friday, he had to step up and play point guard. And that took away a little bit from his offense because he's kind of our shooting guard. But he did a really good job and competed hard. And, I mean, basically, I mean, Antonio got hurt on Wednesday. So basically Bryson had one day, you know, to kind of take over the point guard position. And he did a fantastic job, played good defense. And I think he needs to be recognized for that with no complaints. And he just did his job.
Well, we got him. That's Bryson French. He'll be the Domtar Panther Player of the Week. And we appreciate Domtar for all they do. And we also congratulate Bryson French on an outstanding week for Panther Athletics.
All right. And, well, fellas, hopefully next week I can talk about some victories.
That's what we what we're looking forward to. And Jim, we'll talk to you next week. We appreciate you and everything you do for Panther Athletics and for us on this podcast.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Have a great week,
Jim.
See you guys.
Big thanks to Jim Cross. He's calling in every week, letting us know what's going on with the Panthers. But I think now we move on to, we'll talk about the Outlaws.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Jeff?
Jeff out this week. Jeff, man. We miss him.
We hope you feel better, bud.
Yeah, big sissy. but anyway, the Outlaws, 1-1 this week. They beat Foreman and lost to Murfreesboro. Had a couple of guys that had some pretty good games, though.
Zaylen Moore had 25 against Foreman. Landon Young had 20. Couple big games there. Jordan Hill, the only one who had double figures against Murfreesboro. So, Outlaws, you know, I've had a pretty good season. You know, it kind of looked like their season was going sideways for a while, and they've kind of righted the ship a little bit. Hmm. So they're sitting at 11-14.
Yep, and Lady Outlaws, a season to remember.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Addison Hill, Miley Harris both led the way for the girls. And, you know, if you'd have told me and you and Tuttle had got together and said that, well, you know, going into the postseason, our two teams would be combined 51-3, I think we took that. the Lady Outlaws are 26-2 on the year. Beat Foreman 87-39, beat Murfreesboro 59-27. This week, Westside comes to Derrick's. That's going to be our DeQuoin Motorsports Game of the Week. And, man, we really appreciate them for sponsoring our Game of the Week all season.
Is that Greer Ferry Westside?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's getting played. Last I knew, it was getting played somewhere in between, like Conway.
Okay. Well, it could be a neutral site.
Yeah, I think it was, but I don't know that. You may be right. But
well, Scorebook Live says versus, and that means home, but who knows?
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, they just set this game up. This is just a
game. Good week to miss, Tuttle.
Yeah. 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 Way to go, Tut. Yeah. King Tut. Yeah.
King. The king naps when he wants to.
That's true, apparently. But whatever it is, it's a game you don't want to miss.
No.
He better be doing that one on the radio.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be Greers Ferry West Side's one of the best teams in the state, all classifications. They're 1A. They just got through playing Pulaski Academy, or they played Pulaski Academy earlier, not just, but only lost to them by 3 points.
Yeah.
So they're the real deal.
They are.
Yeah, and so Dirk's going to have their hands full, but I'm sure they can handle them. They've got a great team. One thing I want to mention about the Dirk's Lady Outlaws, too, is that they won the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So the conference, they've done that.
That's not a bad conference either.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And you got Cutter in there, and you know, there's some other good teams in there.
Horatio.
Yep, Horatio. That's true. Thank you. But anyway, they've got them, and that's going to be our DeQuoin Motorsports Game of the Week, Greers Ferry Westside. Can't wait to see what happens there. Then Friday, they're going to play Akron.
Yep.
And that's no pushover either.
No, it's not.
No, but
traditionally very good.
Yeah, they are. Tony, you got a Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week?
I do, and it's on King Tut's recommendation. We go with Aspen Pugh because she played sensational defense and hustled last week for the Lady Outlaw. So congratulations to Aspen.
Aspen Pugh.
Yep, she's going to be the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week.
All right.
Look forward to seeing how those Outlaws and Lady Outlaws do this week, and we'll be telling you how that goes next week.
Why don't you tell me about the Lions now?
I'll tell you about the Horatio Lions since you asked so nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Lions.
Horatio Lions, played the Mountain Pine –
Red Devils?
Yeah, is that right?
I think so.
Okay, Mountain Pine, Red Devils, and lost.
I think they're the Pine Knots.
They may be the Pine Knots.
Well, or the Pine Nuts. There was a cereal called Pine Nuts.
Yeah, I don't like Pine Nuts.
Yeah.
You don't?
Yeah, no. No, but, and then they played Foreman and beat them 71-50, so they've went 1-1 last week. Foreman game had two outstanding performances, Tony.
Sure did. Daniel Gideon goes 24-10, and Zach Smith goes 31-5 points and rebounds. So, yeah, that's lighting it up.
So if I'm adding that, that's 55 out of 71.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which is pretty good.
Those guys,
they can score.
That accounting degree not going to waste.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, my dad would be proud of me. That I'm not wasting it. Oh, man. But so when you look at the Lady Lions now 12-8, 13-8, as they lost to Mountain Pine 62-30, and they beat Foreman.
59-14.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And Presley Sprick the led the Lady Lions this week. She averaged just about 11 points per night. So great job by Presley, and we appreciate Coach Blake Alexander for giving us that information. This week they've only got one game, Tony.
Yeah, at Caddo. So get the lanterns ready.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to need some flashlights or something if you're there. Because it's dark in there.
It is.
As we've said before.
It's the darkest gym I've been in.
Yep, it really is. But
it's like glow basketball? Like, is it like at least everybody's wearing glow stuff?
And just on the lines on the ball. It's in a glow in the dark.
Yeah.
It's got glow in the dark.
See, that'd be all right.
Yeah.
Like cosmic basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Conference.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. They do it up in Canada, that cosmic bowling or whatever, glow bowling.
Yeah. I play glow golf at night.
Oh, yeah.
Glowing golf balls. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well,
golf courses are a lot cheaper after dark.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the only hole in one I've had in the dark.
Yeah.
It wasn't a glow ball either.
Yeah. Hole in one, called it. Don't even got to look.
So Lady Lions, still having a great year, man. They're doing good.
12-8.
Yep. And you got one game next
week. They're 13-8.
They're 13-8.
Yeah, they are. They're 13.
Yeah. Who's the Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week, Tony?
We're going to go with Presley Sprick, who had averaged 11 points last week for the Lady Lions.
Well, congratulations to Presley, and also congratulations to the Lions and Lady Lions for their wins last week. And we look forward to seeing what they did against Caddo next week. So we'll move on from there to the Foreman Gators. Foreman Gators lost two games last week. They lost to Dirks, and they also lost to Horatio. Lady Gators lost two also. They lost to Dirks and lost to Horatio.
It's like I pull for all these teams, you know, that are on the one sheet that we read, and it's like we see it's like siblings fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is.
It's like you don't want one to win over the other.
Especially, you know, the Lepers don't get on that as much because, you know, but like the Outlaw, I mean, these teams are all in the same conferences together in proximity. And, these are big rivalries.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
And so anyway, both teams lost a couple of games last week. And again, they've only got one game next week. So, the thing about it is, Tyler, I know you're probably not aware of this, we're wrapping basketball up. It's getting there. As we talked to Jim Cross, one more week, and then district tournament starts for him. Two more weeks.
You're getting
then
ready
the regional
to transition. We've worked on a radio schedule for baseball, softball. So, I mean, it's transitioning.
Yep, it's coming quickly.
Which means summer's coming quickly, which is a break in all the sports, too. I sometimes wonder, when there's no sports going on, I wonder what it is exactly I do around here.
Yeah. You just hope Bunyard doesn't ever wonder.
Yeah, because
if he starts that, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. If we get those two guys from Office Space coming to do like the audit on everybody, what is it you do around here?
We get Elon Musk in here and do an assessment.
I promise I'm worth something at some point.
Say I'm better than nothing, Andy.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. But anyway, the Gators have one game against Taylor at Taylor Friday night. Tony, you got somebody for the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week this week?
Yeah, Everett Martz had a solid week for the Gators, and he is going to be our Gator Player of the Week.
Nice. All right. Everett Martz, congratulations for being the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
Moving on, man. We got the Eagles.
We do have the Eagles. North.
Eagles are hotter than a firecracker.
They are.
They've won five in a row. They beat Charleston 62-48, Paris 44-40, and they are 19-10 on the year. They have the best record of the boys' teams that we cover in our area, and have won five in a row. And boy, they are peaking at the right time as well.
Yeah, they just needed a warm up. Warm up through the season, and now it's five in a row.
Yeah, they are playing really well. Coach Dakota Barrett has done a really good job with the Eagles.
Mm. Yeah, they're doing really well. And like you said, they won five in a row, beat Charleston, beat Paris last week. Again, only one game for them, too.
Yep.
So, they're playing Lamar Friday night. Lady Eagles had a tougher week. They lost to Charleston and also lost to Paris. But
you watch their scores, Greg, and they're better than they were the first time around. You lose to Charleston by 13, and I don't remember what the last score was against Charleston. I know it was a lot more than 13.
It was.
And so, you know, they are coming together. There was a time this season when they at the end of the year where they had won. They hadn't won any, and then they won one over the Christmas break, and now they won four.
Yeah.
So they're playing better.
Yeah, they are playing better, and they're scoring more points. You know, that was the thing. They weren't scoring any points at all. And they're scoring more points now, so and I know they're doing a lot better. And Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week is going to be Edwin Trinidad.
Nice.
And
Coach Dakota Barrett describes him as he does all the dirty work.
Yeah.
And anybody who knows anything about basketball knows exactly what he means. When I was in high school, you know, I got to sit on the bench and I got to watch a guy who we called the garbage man. Mm-hmm. And he would get 10, 12 points a game, but they were all offensive rebounds, getting hiked. He's on the floor getting jump balls. And
the hustle
that's the hustle stuff, rebounds and the hustle steals and things like that. That's what Edwin Trinidad does for the Eagles.
Taking out the trash.
And that's the difference. He was the garbage man. Tony was the trash man.
Yeah.
Because they called him and the trash was full.
I was the water man.
Come get their trash, Stowers, and take it out.
Me and Scott Waters sat over on the end of the bench, and we made sure the water bottles were full. They let us wear a uniform while doing that.
Nice. So you were on the team.
Yeah. I was that guy. Other than baseball, I was good enough to just – to go in when it was out of hand.
Yep.
I played a lot of baseball, but basketball and football, I was marginal.
Yeah, marginal.
I thought you said margarine for a minute.
That's probably better than marginal.
Yeah, yeah. It depends. Some people like real butter. But anyway, congratulations to Edwin Trinidad, who does the dirty work for the Costot River Eagles. And thank you to Union Bank of Mena for sponsoring the Eagle Player of the Week.
Very cool, man.
And now we need to talk about
big awards. We got some big awards going out in Southwest Arkansas.
We do.
Yeah.
First, we got the Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area.
No way.
We do. We're going with Lady Lions and going with Presley Sprick.
All right. Congratulations to Presley for that. The next one is going to be the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area, and that's going to be...
We're staying in Horatio with Zach Smith, 31 points and 5 rebounds.
Yeah, 31 is crazy.
I mean, that is crazy.
Yeah.
31 points, I'm going to tell you, that...
In a high school basketball game, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. One more thing to do.
Yeah, man.
We got the Attarose Designs...
I can't.
Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, Player of the Area. That's right.
I'm going to put some parentheses around this. You know, when you're calling a game, and when we call, I keep the points. Greg is on an iPad keeping all the other stats. And things pile up. You watch things with your own eyes, but somebody can get 10 rebounds, and it just doesn't register because you're trying to call a basketball game. He's trying to put the stats in and do some calling commentary every once in a while. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the other thing is commercials get in the way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, because you got to take that into account, too.
So. Yes. The other night against the Scrapperettes, at the end of the ball game, I get home, and on my Facebook feed, there's all these shout-outs to Ellie Morphew because – and she's done it all season, but she goes in, and she's expected to rebound against and guard – girls who are 4, 5, 6, in the case of the Fairview girl, Mimi Fouchelet, 9 inches taller than her, and she does a great job. She gets her rebounds.
Yeah.
She's usually the leading rebounder in any game for both teams. And talk about somebody who goes in and does the dirty work and is undersized. If Ellie Morphew was 6 inches taller, I would be taking her to Huntington myself for her visit to Marshall to play for the Lady Herd. Mm-hmm. So
she's full speed out there.
There's nobody more aggressive out there than her.
Yeah, yeah.
So she is going to be our Attaroes Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air player of the area.
You get a rebound off somebody 9 inches tall, you feel pretty good.
Well, when people when after a big win like we had against the Scrapperettes Tuesday, and people on Facebook saying, you know, a girl who I think had 6 points in the game. She was the star of the game. She took the game over underneath.
Yeah.
Then you got to recognize that.
Yeah. Congratulations, Ellie Rodman.
Yeah.
Well, that's really reminds you of Dennis Rodman.
That's right.
Going in there and doing all the stuff that wins you championships, but that doesn't necessarily get in the newspaper.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, it makes it in on this podcast.
That's right. Yep.
This is where we recognize
Congratulations to Ellie.
Cool, man.
Attaroes Designs, Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, Player of the Area.
Nice.
And now we're going to...
Yeah, we'll talk about UA Cossetot before we get into
some of our
national stuff.
Yeah.
UA Cossetot, www.cccua.edu. For all you Colts fans out there, uacossetotcolts.com, a fantastic website with everything that you need to know about the Colts. It's coming up for the Colts. We got they're playing technically tonight, which will be last night when you hear this, at Phillips Community College in Locksburg. And then this Thursday, they're playing ASU Newport in Locksburg.
So 2 games this week in Locksburg.
$5 gets you in. You couldn't get more entertainment for that price. And the Colts play in the restored historic 1950s UA Cossetot Bank of Locksburg Gymnasium in Locksburg.
They got those buttons on the seats. And you just punch them. And Dr. Steve Cole comes up and takes your order and goes back and gets it to the concession stand and brings it right to you.
Comes back.
Yeah.
Not cold enough.
Yeah.
Please, more ice.
Yeah. And he goes go get some ice for
that's
you.
Right.
Whatever. Popcorn's not full enough. You know, because I have a problem with that.
Okay, yeah.
You know, those popcorn bags getting 3/4 full?
Yeah, I say,
hey, go back and fill that up.
Yeah, let's go.
I want my money's worth.
Yeah, that's right.
So I get Steve to do that.
Yeah.
He's great at that stuff.
He is. He hustles. He gets we got to give the Steve Cole Hustle Award to Steve Cole every week. It's more than just basketball, though. We got soccer as well, shooting sports going ham out there, plus everything else that you've come to expect from UA Cossetot. Talking about some of their programs of study that they have offered, teaching arts or teaching and arts. You can teach arts, I bet. Mm-hmm. Teaching arts, general studies, criminal justice, K-6 education, middle school education, psychology, STEM, ag business, ag education, ag science, applied science, business, natural resources, auto and diesel service tech.
We're going to be here all day.
I know it. The list goes on and on and on. Criminal justice. So, especially if you're a youth, a youngin'. I was listening to Bob Marley over the weekend. If you're in high school right now and, you know, still thinking about it, they offer college-level courses
that high school students can take even before graduating with their high school diploma. Some of these kids are graduating with 2 years under their belt already, got their associate's degree or whatever it is. So really, really fantastic. UA Cossetot does so much for the community. Their adult education, GED prep, and more for people like Greg. No, and like, if you, what was it? We got to talk to Steve again, but is it true? Was it, if you're over 65, this is free to you?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you get to that age, you know, and you might be like, yeah, you know what? I kind of always wanted to, you know, just take a criminal justice class.
Yeah. Free.
Free. That's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. You want to go take English?
Yeah.
Free.
Free.
Don't know why anybody would, but
yeah.
But I took enough English. But
yeah.
But anyway, all the classes are free. But you got to remember, mm-hmm, now there are some fees,
yeah,
associated, especially with like welding, because sure, they give you supplies that you, yep, use and stuff like that. So different courses there do have some fees, but the, yeah, actual course itself, no cost.
That's right. Actual course itself, no cost. And you can find out exactly how much you might have to pay or not pay at all by going to www.cccua.edu. Big shout out. Thank you so much, UA Cossetot, for sponsoring the program.
Yeah, we appreciate them so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we continue with the program.
Yes.
We got some national stuff. We got Arkansas basketball to talk about.
Yeah, we do have Arkansas basketball. Semi-good week for, mm-hmm, Arkansas basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, they beat Texas, which anytime Texas loses and we beat them, that's a great week for us.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, 78-70, then lost by 4 points to Alabama Saturday night.
A game, I mean, at the end when the Razorbacks come back, a game that could have went their way.
Yeah, it really could have. I think they messed up. Big Z, and I can't say his name, so I'm going to call him Big Z, mm-hmm, had 27 points.
Wow.
Big night for him. But at the end, he needed to make the first free throw and miss the second one. He missed the first one.
Made
the second one, I don't know. Can you figure that out, Tony?
No, I was.
Is there any reason? I don't understand.
The pressure.
But anyway, he made the second one. They ended up losing by 4 points. And I'm going to tell you this. I think probably that everybody in there, including, I talked to some Alabama fans, and they said probably the worst refereeing they've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of missed calls? Or too many?
Just stuff pulled out of the air.
Yeah.
It was just like... like calling a foul on Carolyn, you know.
For sneezing just then.
Yeah. She's way out there, you know. She's not even close.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that, you know, they said at least they felt like that Alabama got the better end of the deal, mm-hmm, but it was not a good game.
Interesting.
Well-called game. But a close game.
Yeah.
I think they're on the right track.
Yeah.
They still got a tough row to hoe because they've got to go to Auburn.
Yeah.
Who, you know, Auburn was number one team in the nation until they lost to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll go down a little bit, but not much.
But imagine them going to Auburn after beating Kentucky, Texas, and then Alabama all in a row. That would have been some crazy momentum.
Yeah, it really would have been. It really would have been. But I maybe they're on the right track. We'll see. They still got, like I said, going to be tough for them to make the NCAA tournament.
Mm. Yeah. You know, it all comes down to RPI and what's the other thing they call the other – where they rank the teams.
Yeah.
Arkansas is going to be one of those teams they're going to be talking about on the bubble. Maybe they make a big run in the SEC tournament, which would really help if they're, you know, just out. Mm-hmm. If you make a big run in the tournament, you get in. Mm-hmm. But – definitely, I think they're playing their best basketball right now.
They are.
Yeah.
Yep. So moving on from them, just talking about the Hall of Fame was announced.
Yes.
And they were actually at, well, not all of them, but most of them were at the Super Bowl.
Was everybody but Sterling Sharpe?
Yeah.
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 And that was Eric Allen.
54 career interceptions.
Jared Allen.
136 sacks.
Antonio Gates.
Nearly 1,000 catches.
Mm-hmm. And Sterling Sharpe.
Sterling Sharp's the one, and if Tuttle was here, he'd probably hit me in the mouth. But he's the one that I thought, Sterling Sharpe had nearly 600 catches in his NFL career, 65 touchdowns. But he's a ESPN commentator. He's the brother of Shannon Sharpe. You wonder how much that kind of stuff helps Sterling Sharpe.
Does that stuff bother you? Somebody kind of scraping
in? Well, it wouldn't have bothered me if Eli Manning had got in.
Yeah.
He will. Because, surely, right?
Well, if he doesn't, he'll be the only quarterback to win two Super Bowls that's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think Eli Manning probably deserved getting in, even though.
They do this once a year?
Yes.
Yeah, once a year.
But every year, like, you got to be out of the NFL 5 years to be eligible. So every year, a new pool gets, you know, a new set of good athletes get put in the pool. And if you don't get in your first couple of ballots, it's usually 20 years before you get in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They maybe save you for a year where there's, like, really not that many big names so they can slide you in, like, oh, big Eli Manning.
Well, it's just forgetting.
Yeah.
You know, I think I can't remember who it was, but the 70 Steelers teams, you could have taken almost every one of them and put them in the Hall of Fame, but one of them just got in not long ago. I mean, it took them a long time to get in. I can't remember which one it was.
It did. You know, I think Donnie Schell.
Yeah.
The great defensive back for the Steelers. And I think there's some fatigue there. I mean, probably on each side of the ball for the Steelers, there's eight people in the NFL Hall of Fame from those 70 Steelers teams. And people kind of think, well, enough's enough. And then a guy like Donnie Schell, who's the last one, gets left out for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but
I think honest, the same thing's happening to Hines Ward, by the way.
Yeah. Eli's the only one I recognize in any of those guys.
Yeah.
Except for, I guess, Sterling Sharp. I never knew him, but, yeah, okay, Shannon.
You probably
know
Shannon
Sharp. Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, and I think that, you know, I think Eli deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Two Super Bowls, for
yeah,
sure.
Win two Super Bowls. Speaking of the Super Bowls, played yesterday. You know,
interesting.
Well, you could say that if you want to not be truthful.
here's where it's interesting. When you don't watch the game at all and you just see it before you're going to bed, like, oh, Eagles won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was my reaction.
My commentary on that Super Bowl game was that Kendrick Lamar was the best part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you know what I think about Kendrick Lamar, you know that it was a horrible game.
Well, I'll tell you what the Eagles did to the Chiefs. That cartoon where Foghorn Leghorn lifts up a dog by the tail and takes a paddle and bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
That's what the Eagles did to the Chiefs.
Yeah, they spanked them all right.
They did.
Yeah, they really did. Did it surprise you, Tony?
Yes.
I mean, I think it surprised everybody. I mean,
yes.
I'm not saying that the Philadelphia Eagles, not that they won, but it's how they won. Yeah. They dominated. Mm-hmm. They.
Mahomes was running for his life all night.
Yeah, and my question, if I remember correctly, because I kind of lost interest, but I don't think that the Kansas City scored till the fourth quarter, did they?
It was 24-0 at halftime. Yep. I think Kansas City may have scored a touchdown in the third quarter.
Okay.
I think I remember a point where it was 34-6.
Okay. Who was the favorite going in? Was it the Chiefs?
Kansas City was like point and a half favorite.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But, you know, just, man.
I love that in sports, though. That's why I like UFC. Sometimes you got these two guys, and the betting lines are crazy going into it, super underdog, and he ends up like going in there and just like dominating, not just beating, not having a close one, you know, but really spanking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, three of us are here. Jeff didn't make it today, so since he won.
If I drew before Jeff, I would have picked the Eagles from the first. But, just saying, I had that Eagle sound queued up. Go back three podcasts ago.
Yeah.
All right. Then because I was like,
you
he's
lost
pick
it when you drew the number out of that.
Yeah. He was going to, I was like, okay, he'll pick the Packers. He picked the Eagles over the Packers. He said he didn't. I went back and double checked. He indeed did.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure did.
I win in spirit.
but the thing about it is since he won and we're all here, I think we ought to vote on what we do for the winner. And I don't think it was worth doing anything.
Yeah, or we just did double or nothing. He owed us for the college. Yeah. So we went double or nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, there you go. That'll work. That'll work. But anyway, just kidding, Jeff. But, you know, Eagles' dominating performance probably just guaranteed their coach a tremendous new contract.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because he was just about up and you know.
Well, and as I texted you last night, an Alabama player has scored a touchdown now in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't Hurts.
Nope. Nope, it was not.
That was it got me thinking. How many Marshall players had scored touchdowns in the Super Bowl? And up until yesterday, Marshall had a two-person lead on Alabama. Two people from Marshall have scored touchdowns in the Super Bowl. I bet you can name one.
Randy Moss?
Yeah, Randy Moss scored for the 49ers and for the Patriots. But can you name the other?
Let's see. Chad Pennington.
Chad Pennington didn't get to a Super Bowl, unfortunately.
I guess.
Ahmad Bradshaw for the New York Giants.
Yep.
So was it the Eagles' defense that was the key factor? What was it?
They were just in Mahomes' face all night. I think they sacked him six times.
Hmm.
They probably hurried him another six times, forced him into interceptions.
Three turnovers.
I mean,
pressure,
and,
huh?
And then I'm sitting there, and, you know, the Chiefs have got him in about a – and this is still pretty early in the game. The Chiefs have got him in a third and forever. And I told Dad, I said, you know, they're going to run the ball here, and not – they didn't. They threw the ball, and it was returned for a intercepted return for a touchdown. So they were forcing the Chiefs into mistakes and doing things that the Chiefs are not made to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, you got to give all the credit to the Eagles. They were the best team at the end of the year.
Yeah. And Kelsey, not a great showing out.
No.
I think he had one catch.
Yeah.
And
he had a drop. Yeah. Yeah.
And when it would have mattered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm expecting something on social media about Taylor. Yeah.
The curse.
Huh?
The Taylor curse.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know.
The rumor was he was going to propose last night if they won. So.
Ooh. can't propose on a Super Bowl loss. That's a bad look.
No.
We might have won. Maybe we might have lost, but I'm a winner.
That's
right.
If he retires, it will be the interesting thing to me.
Well, I can tell you this. If she was my girlfriend, I'd be proposing to her immediately if I were him. I wouldn't wait. I don't care. Win, lose, draw, whatever.
Yeah. I would have proposed after beating, like, the Browns.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, gosh.
Because you talk about not – then you can retire.
Yeah. Although, if she says no, that's a bad look. Yeah. Every camera in America's on you.
No, I didn't say do it in public.
Okay, fair enough.
You never want to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
Not with anybody.
Yeah.
It. But anyway, so.
Super Bowl.
In my opinion, sad ending to the NFL football season. No more football, unless you want to count that spring junk they do.
Yeah. Cowboys next year, right?
No more football till mid-August when we start high school football again.
Yeah.
That's right. Looking forward to it already.
Absolutely.
But anyway, just a couple other football things. You know, Aaron Rodgers, who getting paid a kajillion dollars, he still wants to play.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? He's 41. He still wants to play.
And amazing. The Jets said, that's all right, but you ain't playing for us.
That's right. New Jets coach and people said, nah, we're not doing that.
Pass.
Yeah, we're not doing that. And I don't know that you think he'll hook on? Right, you think the Raiders
would have to really restructure his contract for any team to have any interest in him.
Yeah.
And he didn't have, numbers-wise, didn't have a horrible year, but he just brings so much baggage with him. I mean, sometimes, you know, and who am I to say that people sometimes seem, you know, put offish or whatever, but he seems put offish.
I made one meme in my entire life, and it was actually while watching the Packers versus the Arizona Cardinals a few years back. I made that meme. And because he got a late hit on him really bad. And it was just a funny picture of him. So it says, I don't know if you could read that. I made that and posted on Reddit. I got a bunch of likes on it. When you're at self-checkout and you don't get your quarterback. <it's> Yeah, that's all I got on Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I think I've heard that Russell Wilson's going to sign with the Raiders, so that would be one destination that Rodgers would not have available.
Yeah. Mm.
And there's probably more left in the tank for Russ than there is for Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think he couldn't really do much going forward?
Well, you would have to. Well, I think for Aaron Rodgers to want him, you would have to have a team that is a quarterback from being in the Super Bowl.
Mm.
And you just insert him, and it's a one-year thing. Kind of like the Broncos did with Peyton Manning, although I think he was there for more than a year. But at the end of Peyton Manning's career, Greg said this before, he couldn't throw the ball 20 yards. But, man, he, you know, experienced quarterback, a leader. He took the Broncos to the Super Bowl.
Are there any teams like that in the
you look at all the teams that are Super Bowl contenders this year, they all have MVP caliber quarterbacks. You got Josh Allen, you've got Jalen Hurst, you've got Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I guess Jared Goff. The answer to that question is probably no.
No, I don't think there.
A team that's a quarterback away.
No, and I don't think that's one that's all they need.
Right, right.
But Falcons.
Well, but
of course they got that young. They got young Penix. Guy. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, they're not going. I think he's done. To be honest with you,
I do too.
I don't think he'll find a place to play.
Not unless he's willing to compete for a job and be a backup if he loses the competition.
Yeah,
and I can't see him doing that.
No.
Yeah, he wants it secured. He doesn't want to have to.
That's right.
Yeah, play for it.
That's right.
Yeah. Got you.
One other thing, Randy Moss been taking cancer treatments. He came back yesterday to ESPN. So.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, of course, being a Marshall guy, I love Randy Moss. I got to see nearly every game he played at Marshall. And, man, he had a rough start to his life, but, man, has he got on the right track. And he's a great ambassador for Marshall. He's a great ambassador for West Virginia, for the part of West Virginia he's from, which is a very poverty-stricken part of West Virginia. And, man, just wish Randy Moss nothing but the best.
Awesome, yep. Man. Yeah. And is he doing, like, commentating ESPN?
Yeah. He commentates for ESPN. So. Yeah.
So he made a return last night to that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did good?
Yep.
Sweet.
NFL Countdown, I believe, is the show he's on.
Yeah, he's on awesome. NFL Countdown. That's right. Guys, you got anything else?
No, man.
Okay. Well, one thing I do want to mention really quickly, the Luka AD trade in NBA, AD played his first game Saturday night, just started out great. Got hurt in the third quarter.
Oh.
Yeah. So Luka sits.
Kind of been his MO.
Yeah. Luka sits out with LeBron, and Austin Reeves scores 45 points for the Lakers.
Okay.
I'm thinking that trade may go down as the worst trade ever.
So, yeah?
Yeah, I think Luka's going to blow up in L.A.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think he's going to do really well.
Yeah.
But and
people think he's going to blow up one way or the other.
Yeah, some people think he's going to blow up weight wise, and that could be a possibility too.
Yeah,
I think he'll get out there and get on all those whatever you call those things that they drink out there.
Yeah,
yeah, those things made with seaweed and
lawn clippings.
Clippings. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. Yeah. That I can see him doing that.
Yeah.
He said, man, I starved to death over there in Eastern Europe all that time. I'm coming up. I'm going to eat.
Yeah. I'm about to eat.
Yeah. I'm going to eat.
So does he have a choice in that?
No.
When you get traded? No, you don't have
not
a choice.
If you're under contract. Your contract is actually what's traded.
Got you.
Yeah.
So is that the same in football as well?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me ask, because I was.
Players who are upper echelon players can put no trade clauses in their contracts, and they can a team can make a deal, and then the player can say, "Nah, I'm not going."
Mm.
So,
well, excuse me.
Apparently, Luka didn't have that, or he wanted to play for the Lakers.
Yeah, Patrick and I were talking about it over the weekend, and we were like, "Well, how does that work?" And the two guys who don't really watch sports. So I brought up the example of Larry Fitzgerald. He was with the Cardinals, like, for a long time, right? Why wouldn't – and they never really did much, right?
Yeah.
Why would nobody get him? Like, why wouldn't nobody – like, why wouldn't he be gotten onto, like, an amazing team?
Well, because he's top 10 all time. I think he loved being in Arizona, for one.
Right. Yeah. So that's pretty commendable.
I mean, he played for Pitt.
Yeah.
So he got out of Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
I think he loved playing for the Cardinals.
He just liked playing for the Cardinals. But why was that? Do you think he put in, and I don't if you don't know for sure, but do you think he put in like a no trade?
I'm sure he was at a caliber where he had a no trade clause in his contract.
Because somebody would have just snapped him up, right, and put him on a team with an amazing crew, right, or whatever it was. I mean,
The whole time he was with the Cardinals, they really never had a quarterback. And about the time he left, they got Kyler Murray.
Yeah. And, he's on a lot of top 10 all-time lists.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which
oh,
is
yeah.
crazy that he was just with a team that, like, which I think is commendable, like a lot of dedication, loves the Cardinals, wants them to do good, and stays with them, like, the entire career. But then it's like, what about – so then you got, like, Tom Brady. He's got a no trade, right? Because wouldn't somebody want him? You know, if you're like an MVP, best in the league, and like, why didn't the Browns get Tom Brady at some point?
You know, Brady's got a lot better as an announcer, too, just in the short time he's done it.
Yeah. He's a very intelligent guy.
Yeah, and he calls it like he sees it.
Yeah.
Even that first offensive pass interference last night, you know, just,
Yeah, that was pretty
cheap. That was weak.
But they made up for it. They gave the other team one. The next possession.
Yeah, they did.
But you
wonder if somebody's in there saying, you can't do that. We're already being accused of fixing games. Don't do stuff like that.
But I think that one of the things I think about those contract deals and some of those players is, you know, it's all about, you know, why somebody would do that. Mm-hmm. So not only do you have Larry Fitzgerald, you've got the Cardinals, who Larry Fitzgerald is the face of their organization and was forever. You know, so what's that going to do to their fan base if they trade him?
Yeah.
They got to come up with somebody pretty remarkable to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that, you know, he probably got a better deal from the Cardinals than he got anywhere else, he might have went somewhere else. You know, have to ask.
Greg's exactly right. If you're the face of the franchise.
Yeah, you get. Yeah.
I mean, what you're getting out of, you know, probably from commercials and endorsements and stuff like that in the area probably compensates what you would be getting if you were playing for somebody else. You know, we talk about that with the Cowboys all the time. You know, if you're the face of the Dallas Cowboys, that's probably worth an extra $10 million just in endorsements. You know,
Even
Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh, you know, just he's Mr. Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Cardinals ever get the Super Bowl?
I don't know that they did while he was there. Kurt Warner,
the Steelers beat him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
But I don't know if they may have been before. I don't know. I'd have to look. I'd be lying.
Yeah. I just think that's interesting. And like I was just last week or the week before, I was going through a lot of like top 10, top 20 lists, and seeing a guy top 10 on so many lists who have never. No ring.
And there's,
you know,
I mean, there's guys like that. Joe Thomas, who's one of the greatest offensive linemen of all time, has played his entire career with the Cleveland Browns and loves Cleveland. Mm. And they love him.
Mm.
He ain't going anywhere.
Mm. So interesting. And then also one last thing on that. If you have a no trade stipulation in your contract, you have to be of a certain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to be like.
Yeah.
Legend. Yeah. Legend status.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to be of you know, something that, you know. I would say on every NFL team, there may be two or three guys on each team that have a no-trade clause in their contract.
Not just anybody. Gotcha. Well, there you go, man. That's my question answered.
Yep, and that's probably...
Podcast done.
Yeah, that's probably it for the week. So we appreciate everybody for getting the information in. We appreciate all our sponsors for doing what they do. We couldn't do it without you. Tyler, for the engineering part of this.
Jeff, we couldn't do it without you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we can.
There'll be an empty chair.
We keep looking over there.
Yeah. Yeah, we set your mic up and everything.
Definitely.
But now we miss Jeff, and hope he's better next week, and we get to hear from him. Appreciate Jim Cross, Tony, but you know, most of all, we appreciate the kids, because we couldn't do it without you, and that's why we do it. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.